Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Now, we're looking for stuff to watch. Our eyes want to look at things, Antoine. We want to see stuff. Our brains want to be entertained. We want to feel a way.
And I want to give you things to watch. Okay. I want to give you things that make you feel things.
Well, and you can help us cut through the noise, because there's a lot of noise. There are so many services out there that some of them go out of business and you didn't even realize they were in business in the first place.
And then realize Quibi had started.
R.I.P.
I thought it was just a bunch of trailers.
I think it was Quibi.
Quibi?
Quibi.
Quibi.
I think we had this conversation.
We did.
And we couldn't remember which one was the right one.
I think it's Quibi.
Quibi.
Because Quibi is what I said
before.
Well,
it's dead anyway, so.
So forget it. We'll call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
Quibi.
You have no space here.
You have no words. You're dead. You have no voice. So anyway, Antoine will lay down three things worth checking out on the TV or the streaming services or whatever the heck you want to call it now for the Binge Watch Weekend.
All right. So the first one, it is Halloween weekend. So the majority of everything is going to be Halloween related, except for this first thing.
There's one big
thing. And I've been waiting for this. Zach's been waiting for this.
Mm-hmm.
And if Monica finished season one, she's been waiting for this. The Mandalorian season two. On Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It came out last night or this morning, depending on how you look at midnight. And it's 10 episodes. It just follows the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, which if you have a kid, you probably got them something Baby Yoda for Christmas last year.
My my son is the Mandalorian for Halloween.
See? There
tomorrow.
You go.
And there's actually a kid in the neighborhood who's like 2 years old, and they're dressing him up as Yoda. So he even has his Baby Yoda.
That's precious.
How about that?
That's precious.
I know. If he don't win the neighborhood costume contest, I am
It's rigged.
It is rigged.
It's rigged.
Problem is they're making me the judge. So if he does win, then they're going to think it's rigged. So I don't know what to do
And
with that
the
situation.
Mandalorian is a just straight up bounty hunter type story.
It's a good show.
Where the Mandalorian is a bounty hunter and then he finds Baby Yoda and he's supposed to deliver Baby Yoda, but he has some kind of connection with him, and now he's trying to take Baby Yoda back to where Baby
Yoda's
from.
And it is a Star Wars themed movie. It
Without
exists
a doubt.
In the Star Wars universe, but I will say it's probably the most approachable Star Wars anything if you are anti-Star Wars.
And I wasn't anti-Star Wars before I watched it. I wasn't a big Star Wars fan, but this made me enjoy the movies more.
Well, let's go directly to anti-Star Wars, Monica Brooks, even you kind of like this, The Mandalorian, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. And it's good for the kids and stuff, too. So, yeah.
I've been telling my wife and my daughter, I'm like, y'all should watch The Mandalorian. They say, okay, well, let's start. I'm like, no. I've already watched season one.
No,
I'm not
go
going back
Zach.
In time. And me and the boy have already, we've been watching season one a second time to get ready for season two. Y'all are on your own. You're going to have to catch up on this one. I'm not doing what I did with the boys, where it took me forever to get back to where I was. So, no. But, yeah, The Mandalorian is good.
Yes.
Yeah,
Season two starts today. Episodes are released every Friday, so Zach likes that even more. On Disney Plus.
Oh, you only get one today?
I think there's only one episode.
Yes.
I haven't double checked, but I think there's only one episode.
Monica, I'm going to wager a guess because you sometimes feel that non-human type characters have a sex appeal. Mandalorian sexy? He got a little sex appeal to him?
No.
No?
No.
No.
She knows there's a real man underneath.
I mean, he's all right.
I'm surprised because he seems sort of like
a real man.
He kind of seems like Predator to me. Oh, it's because there is a man inside and that's you want robot parts instead. Okay,
yeah,
fair
and
enough.
It's just only one episode. All right.
Yes.
Mandalorian Season 2, Disney Plus.
I love it.
All right. The best movie, scary movie that I've ever seen in a movie theater is on, let me double check to make sure, it's on Hulu. It's called Paranormal Activity 2.
Okay, 2, so not the first
one.
It's
not the first one, it's the second one. And the reason is because this movie is so quiet, so that anytime there's a noise, you get spooked, you jump. And Paranormal Activity is basically when people move into this house, there's this ghost that's following them that wants their kids.
Yeah.
And so the ghost is following them, messing around in the house, and they set up the cameras throughout the house. So you'll go like 8 minutes where there's no sound and then the cameras are just switching between room and room. And you'd be like, wait a minute, that rocking chair is moving by itself. And then something to happen.
Kind of get you. Okay.
We were in the movie theater, completely silent. Somebody dropped a bag of popcorn and the tension was so thick that everybody screamed when a popcorn bag was dropped in the theater.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
I think they did.
Yeah.
And it worked because then everybody started laughing. But
don't you want to go back to the next screening and do that exact
same
thing?
Every single time.
Uh-huh.
Every single time.
Yeah. Okay, so that's on Hulu.
Yes, and last but not least, one of the all-time great Halloween movies, Halloween. 1978, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. It's on Amazon Prime. Hey, Monica, it has Mike Myers in it.
Yeah,
Mike Myers.
I'm not watching that one.
Mike Myers is in it, because earlier you got a little confused between Mike Myers and Jason Voorhees. Man. But no, it's the OG slasher film.
Oh, you know what would have been good in Celebrity Either Or, Antoine, is if you did Mike Myers and Mike Myers.
Oh, and the actor Mike Myers. Uh-huh. Austin Powers Goldmember.
I don't. Jason. The answer is Jason. I have no idea. If you don't know what we're talking about, it'll be on the podcast here later on when we're done with the show, Celebrity Either Or. But that was wild. Okay, so Halloween, the original one. Is there a new Halloween coming out next year?
It was supposed to be this Halloween, but they pushed it to next year.
I think they put a trailer out or something today. Okay, yeah, that's what I saw.
Because they rebooted it last year.
Uh-huh.
And because their Halloween has like 12 movies. So they rebooted last year to follow up this one, the 1978 one.
So that one is on what service again?
So this is on Amazon Prime. So Halloween is on Amazon Prime. Paranormal Activity 2 is on Hulu. And The Mandalorian Season 2 is on Disney+.